Observers believe that the US-sized threat to impose tariffs on even more Chinese products is in fact a tit-for-tat measure. US President Donald Trump threatened on Thursday to slap $100 billion of additional tariffs on China, one day after China announced a list of US products worth $50 billion, subject to additional 25% tariffs, in order to strike back at a previous US tariff proposal of the same size. The proposed tariffs from the U.S. side are based on a so-called Section 301 investigation launched by Trump's administration last year into Chinese intellectual property and technology transfer practices. Yu Miaojie, deputy head of National School of Development at Peking University, suggested the move by the U.S. violates World Trade Organization rules.
First of all, the Section 301 investigation is based on the U.S. domestic trade laws. To handle global disputes by taking measures based on domestic trade laws does not make any sense. Secondly, the U.S. is trying to propose two separate tariff plans rather than one, both based on Section 301 investigations. That clearly demonstrates its intention to benefit itself at the expense of others.
Ren Dongyan, a researcher with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, warned that the U.S. actions could pose a threat to the global economy.
In 2017, China's exports to the U.S. totaled some $400 billion. As such, according to the two separate tariff plans,The U.S. is thinking to slap tariffs on Chinese imports worth a total of $115 billion, accounting for 35% of China's exports to the U.S. That huge amount poses a serious challenge to global economic development and also severely undermines international trade rules.
She suggested that China could take countermeasures, such as further expanding its markets to the outside world.
China could introduce new measures, showing that it will always remain open to the outside world. It could also open up more new markets abroad through cooperation with countries along the Belt and Road Initiative, countries along the Lantang-Mekong River, as well as through platforms such as the Forum on the China-Africa Cooperation or the China International Import Expo.
China's Ministry of Commerce has said the country is fully prepared and will not hesitate to strike back fiercely at U.S. tariff escalations. For CRI, I'm Xie Chen.